Amen. Amen. Boy, this feels a little bit weird up here. I'm not used to standing up on the stage. But anyways, if you brought your Bibles, go ahead and turn to them real quick to Acts chapter 5, verse number 15. I promise it's going to be a short encouragement today. Because like I said, we want to enjoy the fellowship that God has for us afterwards. I was teasing the Shift leadership team all week as we were talking about the agenda and the schedule and how everything's going to go. I was like, yeah, don't worry, it's going to be a short service. I'm going to preach a short message, just 45 minutes, and, you know, we'll do it, and we'll get done, we'll get out of here, right? Short 45 is different than a regular 45. No, I'm not going to talk that long. And so just a short encouragement for you all today, but beginning in Acts chapter 5, actually, I turned the wrong place, Acts chapter 5 with verse number 15, this is what it says. It says, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. What's going on right here? We find a story about Peter, and essentially, Peter is being mightily used by God, and Peter's he's actually just got done in previous chapters preaching some of his best messages, probably of all time. There's people getting saved. And what happens here in Acts chapter 5? Lo and behold, Peter's walking down the street and his shadow is passing over sick people, and sick people are getting healed. I don't know about you, but that's kind of awesome. That's pretty awesome, right? God does some awesome things. And today what I want to talk to you about is this, is shadow casting. Shadow casting. Now, let me just kind of give you a precursor here. This message tonight is going to be a little bit abstract. Is that okay? And I think that abstract is not unfamiliar to you guys out there. Abstract is something that we're familiar with, right? Just look at the shows that we watch. Just look at the video games that we play, the stories that intrigue us. If you're anybody here into painting, there are some abstract paintings out there. Some paintings I just don't get. I look at them and I'm like, wow, that is just a mess of a mess. Like, my four-year-old could have done that, and people are like, you know, gawking over it, right? So we're familiar with abstract, right? Even some of Jesus's teachings throughout Scripture, some of his parables. Can I get a witness in the house? Sometimes the Word of God is hard to understand. Is that okay? I'm thankful for like three honest people in the house, but there are just some things in the Bible that I don't get. Now, if you figured it all out, please come talk to me after service, because you do a pastor a whole lot of good, all right? But at any rate, you know, abstract things. I think that y'all are deep enough to understand what we're going to be talking about today. I'm talking to you about shadow casting. It's really kind of cool. Actually, a couple mornings ago, I woke up, and the moment I woke up, God really started speaking to my heart, just speaking this message into my heart. And so I pulled out I still had, you know, the fog of waking up still in my eyes, and I'm looking at my iPhone, and it's like blinding me, so I'm like turning down the light, just trying to write down everything that God was saying to me in that moment. And it's just kind of a small sign to me of how God works. I see the orchestration of the Holy Spirit in this short little message, simply because shadows and Halloween kind of go together. Right? And it just so happens, too, we got silhouettes on the wall here, and I didn't plan any of it. It's just like, you know, coming together. It's just like kind of just a small sign to me that, hey, God is orchestrating things. We're talking about shadow casting today. And the question that God asked me a couple mornings ago is a question I want to ask you today. What kind of shadow are you casting today? You ever seen a cartoon and you've got this angel, right, and is talking to the main character, trying to persuade the main character to do this or that, make this decision, go this place, say this, say that, and while this conversation is going on, the camera kind of pans, and as it pans, all of a sudden you see the shadow of the angel, and where the angel's halo is in the shadow, there's some horns, and where the angel's wings are in the shadow, there's a tail, there's a pointed tail. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Shadows don't lie. What kind of shadow are you casting today? Now, come on, y'all. I don't think this is too deep for you. I think that you're slowly starting to get what I'm saying. See, you got a shadow that follows you everywhere you go. Isn't that right? I mean, this is not rocket science. This is not like physics. This is not, you know, as deep as Mike and Jen go with their degrees or anything. Like, you don't need a degree to know that a shadow. Sorry, guys, I was just having fun. To know that your shadow follows you everywhere you go. Isn't that right? All you need is light and an object. You're the object. So that's 50% of what you need to have a shadow. All you need, and everywhere you go, there's some light. What kind of shadow are you casting today? Let me ask it this way. What kind of things are going before you? See, sometimes your shadow, while you walk, it's in front of you, right? Sometimes it's on the side, sometimes it's behind. Well, what kind of things are going before you? Before you show up to class, before you show up to the workplace, before you show up tomorrow for trunk or treat, the family gathering, before you go where it is you go and your name is brought up, what kinds of things are going before you? Sometimes your shadow is behind you. What kinds of things do you leave behind? Dang, it's quiet in this Pentecostal church. Some of y'all looking at me. All right, I understand that maybe I'm being a little bit vague, but you'll get there. What kinds of things are you leaving behind? When class is done, when the work day is done, when the family gathering is over, when you're done hanging out with your friends, what kinds of things do you leave behind? Let me put it to you this way. You and I, whether we realize it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we are aware of it or not, we all have a sphere of influence. And everywhere that you go, you influence people. And you affect people. Either you are influencing them and affecting them for the good, or you are influencing and affecting them for the bad. Either you are influencing or affecting them for the better, or you're influencing and affecting them for the worst. Whether you try to or not, whether you mean to or not, whether you realize it or not, everywhere that you go, there's a cause and effect. You are leaving things behind. And it's just so interesting to me that here in this story, I mean, talk about the furthest kind of interaction that you could have with somebody. Peter's shadow is passing over some people. Y'all follow me today. Like, all right. So these people, right, they came in contact with Peter's shadow, right? They didn't shake his hand. They didn't introduce themselves. They didn't get Peter's last name. They didn't get Peter's address. They didn't write him a letter and get a letter back. I mean, all these people could claim was, hey, you know that guy Peter? Yeah, his shadow touched me. Like, that's like not really even interaction at all. I mean, when's the last time you went to a public place and somebody walked by and you're like, hold on a second, your shadow just touched me? That's kind of rude. And yet these people's lives were affected. These people's lives were touched. These people's lives were transformed. These people's bodies were healed. Hello, somebody. And the reality is that if you look at Scripture, God has called you and I to be these great big balls, great big spheres of influence, impacting people for the kingdom of God, bringing transformation, bringing healing, bringing hope, bringing help, bringing joy to everybody that we come in contact with for the glory of God. What kind of shadow are you casting today? Y'all follow me. Boy, it's still kind of quiet except for Antonio. I appreciate that, bro. Maybe it's because we're friends, but I'll take it anyways. This is what the Bible says that we should be about. Romans chapter 14, verse number 19. Let's look there. We should have an endeavor in life. And that endeavor should be to impact people for the kingdom of God. Based upon how you impact people for the kingdom of God will be how they talk about you and what eventually will precede you. Y'all hearing me today? We should have an endeavor. That should be to impact people, to bring change to people's lives, to recognize that no matter where I go, I have a certain level of influence. I have a certain level of effect on those around me. And listen, you want to see God's blessing come into the earth? It's going to be when people take the things of God and minister them to one another. All right. Romans chapter 14, verse number 19. Check it out. It says this. It says, therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace. And the things which make, I'm sorry, let me try that again. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Let us pursue. Let us have this endeavor. Let us have this goal of reaching out and understanding my ability to influence the people around me. And let me do things that make for peace. Come on, somebody. When you leave a place, either you leave a place and you leave people and they're postured for unity. Or you leave that place and those people are postured for division. Let me pursue things that make for peace. How about this one? Let me pursue things that will edify another. What does the word edify mean? That's a kind of a fancy word. We don't use it all that much nowadays. But edify means to build up. Edify means to encourage. Edify literally means to cause growth in another person. Growth in their relationship with God. Growth in wisdom and understanding. Growth in their love for God and for others. Growth, and it even has this connotation that after you leave a group of people, after you leave a social event, after you leave wherever it is that you're at, that you leave and people are built up and encouraged and they mature in their joy and in their happiness. That's awesome. You and I have the ability to bring joy to one another. You and I have the ability to bring unity among ourselves. You and I have the ability to help each other mature in our relationship with God. You and I have the ability to help each other grow in our love for God and grow in our love for one another. What kind of shadow are you casting? What things are you leaving behind? When the shift service is over and the dancing is over and you go out to In-N-Out or you go, what kinds of things are you leaving behind with other people? Let us pursue. Let us have this goal. Let us have this goal of pursuing things that make for peace and by which we may also that we may edify one another. Let me close with a couple statements and then one more verse and we're done. I told you it's going to be short. Short 45. All right. In Acts chapter 4, verse number 13, this one chapter before we read about Peter's shadow and this whole really cool story, we find that Peter and John were sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with some rulers. And after they were done, the Bible says that these rulers recognized something about Peter and John. And I think it gives us some insight as to how Peter was able to be used by God the way that he was used by God. I don't know about you, but this speaks to me. Like, I still have some ways to go. Like, my shadow never healed anybody. Has yours? Peter's did. Maybe you say, I don't know. But God wants to do great and mighty things through your life. It's not until you acknowledge some things and realize your influence and do what I'm about to share with you right now. Acts chapter 4, verse number 13 tells us this about Peter and John. It says, now when they, speaking of the leaders they were talking to, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. They first noticed that these people were uneducated and untrained. Ooh, just because you're uneducated and untrained does not mean you can't be used by Jesus. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the things that are wise. Now, don't get me wrong, because if you walk out of here thinking like, I don't need no education, I don't need, you're going to be greatly hindered in your ability to reach the places that God wants you to reach. So you might as well go ahead and get yourself that education and let God work it all out anyways, okay? But at any rate, those whom God calls, he qualifies. I wish I had some help in this Presbyterian church tonight. I know you want me to go short, but maybe you need me to go a little bit long. And if you want me to go a little bit longer, you're going to have to learn how to pull what God has for you out of the speaker, whether it's me or anybody else. But watch what it says. All right, they're untrained and uneducated. But watch this. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. Where did they get this ability to affect people's lives? Where did he get this ability that his shadow would go over the sick and people would be well? It came because he had been with Jesus. What do people see when they look at you? What do they recognize? And can they recognize that you have been with Jesus? Because see, that's the key, y'all. That's the key to a glorious church. That's the key to all of the problems that we face as a country. We're looking for a Republican. We're looking for a Democrat to turn things around. Listen, it ain't going to be the Republicans or the Democrats or the Independents or any other party that humanity can come up with. It's going to be the Church of the Living God that's going to bring the life and the truth and the light into the world that the world needs. And that's going to happen when we're with Jesus. Can I put it to you this way? What you put in is what you're going to get out. A wise person once said. Can I even take it a step further to make it really fit with what we're talking about? What you put in is what you will be able to give out. See, you can't put in one thing and expect to give out something else. When you reach into the deposit account, all right, and you're going to want to make a withdrawal to give to somebody else, you can only pull out what you put in. You can only pull out what you've put in. And so it's going to require you and I to begin to put in the right things so that we will be able to give out the right things. I will be able to leave behind the things that are godly, the things that build the kingdom of God, the things that bring glory to Jesus Christ. He had been with Jesus. He was putting the right things in, and he was able to bring the right things out. Now, today, if you would answer that question, Pastor Joe, you know, I'm kind of not very proud of the shadow I'm casting. Y'all follow me now? Does this make sense? If not, just come talk to me after service. I'll try to explain it. Today, if you see the shadow that you're casting and you kind of wish that it was different, can I help you? All you got to do is change the light you walk in. I'm going to drop the mic. If you don't like your shadow today, all you got to do is change the light that you walk in. I appreciate that. You're like, I don't get it. Okay. A moment ago, I said, right, shadows don't lie. But sometimes shadows can be a little bit obscure. It can obscure what the object really is. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Like, it's there for a reason. Everything that it shows, like on the ground, like right now I have two heads. That's not true, but the shape the shape of my head is correct. It's just a matter of the kind of light I'm standing underneath, the kind of light that I'm walking in. What I need is a brighter light. I need a light that can begin to define me. See, maybe this is still a little bit too. Do you realize that today they have the technology, it's called laser treatment, and they can get rid of things that you wish never came? a year and a half ago. A year and 9 months. I injured my ankle. Playing basketball is actually really bad because 9 and 10 months later, I was still in excruciating pain. Anytime I tried to jog or run, it was just like almost unbearable. I'm doing this number while I'm like, what's going on? I've had injuries playing soccer in life, but nothing that's ever lasted this long. So I went to a therapy guy. What do you call it when they're gonna physical therapy? Yeah, they're gonna help me fix my issues. So I explained to him how the injury happened. He had me do these different things, walk and exercise and everything. So he started feeling my ankle and everything like that. And so he concluded that on the front of your ankle, where your shin comes down and then your foot happens, there's this pad that separates your bones. All right. And what I had done when I injured myself is I had squashed that pad, so my bones were basically hitting, every time I run, they're just like, pushing on it, and so I had a lot of pain. Well, what was happening was the pad wasn't getting hydrated and wasn't inflating back to where it needed to be. So you know what he did to fix it? Like, I don't even understand how it worked, but he put a red light on my foot for about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, and it was gone. All the pain was gone. And it hasn't come back. Like, it had the ability to concentrate what my body needed and get the blood flowing and get the hydration into my ankle so that the pain went away. See, what I'm trying to say to you, if you don't like the shadow you're casting, all you got to do is change the light that you walk in. And just in case you don't know what I'm talking about today, his name is Jesus Christ, the light of the world. He's the light that you need. He will define you. He will fix you. He will make you everything that you need to be. Today, if you got something good from God's word, come on and give Jesus a great big praise.